in the morning.
Thank you very much.
Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2167, Karen Ann Mueller.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in AR1 agricultural residential district for open outdoor sales, yard sales to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 1.073 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the southwest corner of Eagle Lane and John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, approximately 914 feet northeast of Indian Mission Road, Route 5. The 911 address is 31977 Eagle Lane, Millsboro. The tax parcel is District 234, Map 23, Parcel 10. Staff would note for the record there's a staff analysis, a site plan, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the results of the dealt out service level evaluation. We also have one letter in opposition, and that letter is from, I'm pretty sure it's John, and the last name starts with an S, and I apologize, I cannot make out the handwriting. Looks like Hedelman. In that he does not want the zoning change from residential. He moved here as a retirement from the military, and he's looking for a nice and quiet area. Since the Mrs. Mueller bought the property, the son has been having yard sales. There's been some personal issues, and that after he started having the yard sales, there have been over a dozen flat tires, trucks, trailers, boats, and then her. The son stores and drives bobcats up and down the lane with merchandise, and there are screws and nails that fall out of the boxes all over the lawn. He's had to resurface the lane, and it keeps getting ripped up. There's concerns with the use of the bobcats and the 14-wheel trailers up and down the lane, so he had concerns about that. He's got concerns about the tractor trailers and the number of mail trucks and UPS deliveries, because it's important that he gets his deliveries so he can get his medication, and he's had to travel elsewhere to get it because he's unable to get deliveries on his property, so he's having concerns about that. He has spoken with staff, and this did result from a violation, so he has worked with staff, and we've tried to address the situation again, which is why he's here. He's also concerned that people are parking in driving through his front yard, and so he's had concerns about that. And then he's also had concerns with EMS access and having that coming into his area. And then he's also had some other concerns about the use of the property for this use, and that's all I have.
So Janelle, that's the guy. That's the residence behind this one. Is that right?
I believe so. I can get it up. I just need.
Yeah, it's on the survey. It's Haldeman. John Haldeman's the person.
So they share that common roadway.
I believe they share Eagle Lane.
So in order for him, sounds like in order for him to get to his place, if they drop nails on the road, he's going to be driving over them.
Yeah.
Okay, I just want to make sure I got it straight.
Yes, he's right behind the property.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was the same party that owned both of those, but apparently not.
Yeah, before we get started, Ms. Cornwell, I've been sitting up here a while. This is the first time I think I've seen a yard sale application come through. What's the norm? Typically, when a yard sale takes place, it's
typically there's a number that you can have throughout the year.
Okay.
So you can have outdoor sales for your residential personal use. In this instance, it was happening every weekend throughout the summer, and it wasn't typically personal material being sold. It was material being brought to the site. It's outdoor sales.
It was an outdoor market. It really wasn't somebody disposing of their personal assets.
Correct.
In their front yard.
That's why it's called open outdoor sales.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure we differentiated because we've been hearing yard sale.
It says open outdoor sales, and then we kind of also, because it's been referenced in a lot of violations as a yard sale.
Right.
Because that's how it started, and we came up with the open outdoor sales.
Right. Well, that's the point I wanted to make.
Yes.
Okay. With that being said, is there anyone here representing this application? That would be y'all.
My name is John Roach. I'm
the engineer that, I guess, that drew this is responsible for some of the technical data shown on the drawing.
Okay. I'm Stephen Adonis, the son.
Okay.
And I'm Karen Muller, the property owner.
All right. Well, you have heard what our director has read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you would like to add?
Yes. With John behind us, he's been involved in every one of our yard sales. In the last past year, he's become disgruntled. He's been sick, and he's had different issues going on. The driveway that was put there, we didn't resurface it. When they did road work on Route 24, they asked to park their, I guess it was Del Dot, they asked to park their equipment on our parking lot to put a drive. They would put the old blacktop in there.
Okay.
So we didn't resurface. There's no nails there. This is John's just disgruntled. I have other, I can't even speak right now. I have other people that signed that they want this there. We have a lot of people that come there. Most of the complaints were people were parking on 24 on the shoulder. You know, there was too much traffic. We have a lot of customers that do come there. Okay. Yes, we did more than we did at the yard sale once a month. We did not do it every weekend. We would do it once a month, and that violated going too many times for the yard sales. I never had a problem before. I never looked into the law. We've been doing this, 4 or 5 years now. We started with storage units, and I got into the Walmart liquidation stuff, which was all newer product, which generated a lot of business. So, and that's pretty much it.
Okay. All right. All right, then. Well, let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. And Mr. Mayors.
Yeah, I do. If this was to be approved, you've got to keep that driveway open for your neighbor in the rear. How do you propose to do that?
The driveway is always open. We never block the driveway.
But when you have 18, excuse me, how many people are going to be selling in the yard sale? How many vendors can be there?
It's just me.
Just you?
Yeah, just me.
Okay, so the 18 spots, including two handicap, will more than handle the amount of the amount of parking you normally have, therefore not blocking his driveway, is your feelings. Okay, if you only do it, your yard sale, once a month, is it on a Saturday?
Yes.
And you'd be...
Well, usually he sets up like on a Friday, it's like a weekend.
Okay.
Friday, Saturday, and then they end like maybe by noon on Sunday.
It all depends on like weather. I look at the weather report, and when I get a good week of weather, it takes just a couple of days to set up. So we set up, and we have our yard sale, and then when it's done, we shut it down. And I have two tractor trailers on there that we put the stuff in there for storage.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not tractor trailers going back and forth there at all. Okay, and the only reason a Bobcat is there now is because we're actually trying to make that parking lot, and that's what we're doing to work. For the most part, that driveway's commercial. I mean, that commercial is both of us.
Mm-hmm.
We don't damage it. We don't, you know what I mean, it's there.
Yeah,
and well, we're adding another road in there as well.
I was just concerned your activities would block the driveway getting to his property.
I've never blocked the driveway, and John's been there. We actually had a fire there. The fire department didn't have a problem getting in there.
So are you applying to continue once a month, or?
Depending on weather, once a month, every other week, all dependent.
Okay.
On weather.
Okay. I don't know how we can take that into consideration. I don't know how we factor weather in.
We're just saying if it's like twice a month, you can have it.
I'm looking for how many times a month you intend to have this.
I want to try to have it twice a month.
Twice a month. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Ms. McGee?
I'm assuming Port-a-John's on site is how you are handling your clients?
No.
Customers that are there? Nothing. Is that Eagle Lane? Who maintains that? State or the
county? It was just a shelled driveway, and then like they said, John had somebody that offered to kind of help and that put the asphalt down.
Well, John had that was the state.
But he was there, and so they did pave it,
they paved it.
Yeah.
Not paved it, but it's like the, no Suffolk.
Okay, it's
I call
paved,
it. It's not paved.
Yeah.
But it's something that's like an what I can say like an.
They put down. Basically, whatever they took off.
But the county's doing that. I mean, who's
actually basically? I have to take care of the driveway.
Okay,
I take care of the front part. He has the back part.
You guys have an agreement?
Just more or less. I can't block it because then he couldn't get back to his house, and I've always known that. I mean, if you were loading something and you pulled in and he had to come, you know, they've pulled it around or he goes on the grass and goes around.
Okay. I think that's it for me.
Mr. Hopkins.
How many cars are you trying to park in there? How many customers are you expecting at a time?
It varies.
But we're trying to get 18.
We just went by the regulations.
18 parking spaces.
18. Yeah.
18 parking spaces. Yeah.
And that's how many square feet do you have for the for putting your
3600
for your display area?
We have it on the site plan. It shows an area that's 3600 square feet, and that's going to be the display area, and the parking, of course, will be between there and the roadway. And it's based on I think it's 200 square feet per parking space, which gives us 18 spaces.
And how many cars? How many do you have on a heavy day, at a heavy time?
15 at a time.
You'll have 15?
That's probably the most we've had. That's been parked on 24. Because that before they never parked in the front. We asked them to park in front, they don't want to park in front.
See, I guess what I would be concerned about is if 15 is a heavy point in time, if you have a 20% overrun on that 15, what's the likelihood of them pulling off on either on 24 or
but there's or also extra blocking this guy, the other guy's there's driveway. Extra land that they can still pull in on.
We have extra. We took a bunch of trees down and we're doing a whole parking lot there. So there's extra land there.
Like for an overflow, like, you know, if you had needed more parking, you could park around the side in the back or even like on the side of the parking lot.
There's plenty of room for more parking, but then again, like I said, that's the max I've had at one time. So, you know, we're talking like a 4th of July weekend. And normally, on the holidays, I don't even open up because it's not worth it. People that come down are, you know, shopping, they're partying, they're doing that stuff like that. They're not looking to do any shopping and bring stuff back with them because they're carpooling, usually for the weekends. So it's not worth it for me to even go out on a holiday.
So, Mr. Roach, does it still have to go through the state so the state has to be satisfied with how these cars are getting in and getting out?
Del Doc's going to have to be addressed. Pretty sure that
would
be required.
Yeah. It's always
still done. Yeah.
Oh, they're still here. Maybe you just
can't win, man.
Maybe y'all just work it out this evening.
Yeah. It would be everybody. I mean, it'd be fire marshal and
I mean, this will have to go through the whole process. Commercial site plan process if it is in fact approved.
I don't think so.
Okay. Miss Zoe Stevenson.
I'm assuming this is a business. You have a business license for it at this point?
Yes.
How many employees do you have?
None, just me and my wife.
Okay, and then what are your hours of operation?
Like, we just do the weekend, usually from sun up to sun down. The lights go out, we shut down. Okay.
Do you have a sign, or do you want a sign?
Eventually, I would want a sign.
Okay. And do you live on this property?
No.
What happens to the stuff that you have for your yard sale when you close down?
I have two tractor trailers that we put them into that are on our property.
That are on the property?
Yes.
Okay. Lighting on the property?
There isn't.
Okay. And
just around the house.
There is a house on the property.
Yes,
that has,
yes. We all go out and check the property, so I drove by today. But yeah, I just want to make sure. So you're not asking for any lighting. You're not going to be lighting a parking lot. When it gets dark, you're closing down. That's the end of it. Okay. I think that's all the questions I have then.
Okay. Staff?
No, for me, thank you.
None from me.
Okay. Ms. Cornwell?
None, thank you.
Counselor?
None, thanks.
Okay. I want to go back to the driveway. Who owns Eagle Lane? Who actually owns that?
I believe it's a shared access between the two parcels. It just services those two parcels, this parcel and Mr. Haldeman's back.
Is Eagle Lane contained within the meets and bounds of either deed?
Not that I'm aware of.
So it's just sitting there, not owned by anybody?
I'd have to review the deed with Mr. Hall.
Okay. The reason I ask that question is speaking to the issue of cross-access easement. If it is in fact owned by one parcel or the other, then there would need to be some type of cross-access agreement, and there really should be a maintenance agreement if more than one person is using it. Even though I know that you have a verbal agreement and so on, properties transfer, you know, one way or another, either they're sold or you know, through inheritance, and there really should be a record somewhere of who's supposed to do what. And that is something that I would encourage you to investigate, because it's a problem that's only going to get worse as time goes on, so you would need to know. Outside of that, I just want to clarify that you're asking for it twice a month, permission to do this twice a month, is that right? Okay. All right, I don't have any further questions. If you would take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2167, Karen Ann Muller? Anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2167? Yes, sir, come on up.
Hi. My name is Jeffrey I, and I'm president of the HOA for the Pines at the Long Neck. Okay, our driveway is about 50 yards down Route 24 on the eastbound side. So it's, from the picture, it's this way. Okay, we would like, okay, for this application to be denied, okay, because a couple different reasons. The yard sales that he has been having, okay, in the past at the same address, has numerous auto accidents and near misses, as well as the safety of the yard sale patrons and the motor vehicles, pedestrians. We also have a bike path right there that bikes do come through there, and runners, okay. The cars that he does have come, they park on the shoulder of Route 24, okay, both sides. Very much a hazard, okay. My wife almost got hit, okay, coming out of there, or not coming out of there, but going down 24. The speed limit in that area is 50 miles per hour, okay. DelDOT is doing a project, okay, at 24 and 5 and Long Neck Road there, okay. They're putting them lanes, the exit and turning lanes,
okay,
mm-hmm. To make traffic move smoother and faster, okay. Even with his area where his house is, okay, when he does have his yard sales, everything's spread out all over the yard. Okay, so I have no clue where he's going to build a parking lot, okay, for this. But, and the part that he said he's kind of tearing out, okay, it might be possible wetlands there, okay, just so he knows that, because I know on the other side of the road of 24, we have wetlands, okay. And I know that gets flooded out. It's always wet right in that area. The congestion and problems with motorists traveling on 24 east and westbound, okay, we get congestion not only from the light, okay, which sometimes extends all the way down past his place on the westbound side, okay. And this is without even the people parking on each side, okay? For our residents, we have 186 homes in our development, okay? Him having the yard sales there are a problem getting out on both ways for us, okay? Because of congestions, okay? People ain't gonna let you out and there ain't gonna be any room because there's, you know, people are not gonna do that. The property values, I wanna say they're gonna go down with this. It is an eyesore. It is poor appearance. And like he stated, he sells out of tractor trailers. Okay, the items are new, okay? But he sells out of tractor trailers. And if you ever went by there this past summer and seen it in operation, it's like, I don't want to say a cluster, but it is, okay? And he leaves stuff sit out overnight, on the lawn, overnight, okay? So, and sometimes for days. So basically, it's really an oversized yard sale, okay? That he's selling new stuff out of a tractor trailer. We appreciate if you would deny it, okay, and not let him have it. If he wants to have something like that, have him go find a parking lot somewhere that is, or right up by 24 on the left-hand side where McDonald's is a big open area, okay? I'm sure they'd be more than welcome to put it there, okay? People would be. So we would like you to kind of deny it for them reasons, because number one, the parking and ample and the safety for the people, even the people that are gone, the yard sale people. I mean, they come open their car door and they're right on 24. So sooner or later, somebody's going to get killed there. So, and that's all I have.
Are you speaking for yourself or are you speaking for your whole neighborhood?
Speaking basically for my whole neighborhood, because my secretary would be here, but also for myself, because it did affect me, because my wife almost got injured. But I am speaking on behalf of them, for them coming out on the 24 and the congestion of them trying to get out with cars parked. And believe me, they parked the whole entire way. So it's not just 15 cars. And he does get business, but it's a hazard.
You're on the in the development, White Pine Drive?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Any
Thank you.
Questions?
I don't believe so.
Thank okay. you. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Wheeler, can I ask a follow-up question of the applicant?
Yeah, go ahead.
Unless
I was going to, but
okay,
you
go ahead. Whichever.
Go ahead.
Yeah, you can have a seat. So who lives on the site?
Nobody. John lives
on the site. I need you to come up here. So the one-story framed home is just vacant at
yes.
this point? Okay.
We stay there when we have the yard sales. That's why we keep the stuff there at night. I mean, it takes us 2 or 3 days to put everything out. And basically, we sleep there at night, basically, you know, until the next day. And that's it. It's like almost a week process we do this. It's like 3 days to put out, and it takes a day to take down, because we do a lot of business.
Are you the owner of the property? Okay, because that was my question. As I looked at the owner's address, they were different than what was, you know, than this site. Okay, so there's not a lease or anything else involved. Where, you know, there's been talk about the tractor trailers, but there's no tractor trailer parking or anything like that shown on the site. Where are the tractor trailers supposed to be?
Behind the house. I have one, well now, since we're moving everything around, one's on the side of the house and one's on the other side. Okay. But usually we keep them in the back.
Where that additional gravel parking area is shown on the site plan, I guess?
Yes.
Okay.
I have another question. Would your proposed structure that you'd be using for the sale, would you close it at night? Or is it an open structure like a pavilion?
It's just open. So it's basically we have tables and we put everything on a table.
Would it just be a space or are you going to be a paved space?
No, it's just on the grass. I have basically fold up 8-foot tables, and we just put rows of tables out, and we pack everything nice and neatly on there. And it is a big yard sale. We put furniture up front, and you know, that's why, you know, the complaints have been about traffic. That's why we're doing the parking lot. Okay, Del Dot is expanding the road. You know, they just bought X amount of land off my mother just to, you know, to expand the roadway. So we're in the process of fixing those issues. I mean, I can't control what people do on 24. We've asked people to come and park on the front lawn. They refuse. I mean, I get people that storm off and they get mad because we don't want them parking out there. I've had the cops tell me to put cones out, but that's also against the law. You know, we have people out there, without my kids sometimes be out there saying this and coming in. They refuse. I can't force anybody, and I'm also trying to make a buck as well. I said, park a cop out there. Give them all tickets. Maybe they'll learn to park on the grass. I mean, I can't control that. You know what I mean?
One of the things now, yeah, though, before there wasn't a designated parking area on the property. So that's where they all did park on 24. Once you have that gravel front where you can see you have access to park, it will alleviate that. And then you'll have an in and an out on the driveway where they can pull in here, park in the front of the property, and then they can pull out.
And they also want us to do another road so traffic can come in and out at the same time. So that roadway coming in is being expanded as well, if you look on that blueprint. So it's not just like there's one road now. So that solves John's problem about getting in and out, okay, because the road's going to be bigger. Okay, I think it's listed under, 24 feet on there? The roadway's going to be 24 feet compared to, what is it now, I think 12? So, you know, you're doubling that. You're providing a parking area. You know, I don't know what else I can do. I just want to throw some yard sales. I've been doing it for 5 years there. And I never had an issue until I had the Walmart stuff. So it's weird when I was buying storage units, making basically chump change, and then all of a sudden I get new product and I get a ton of business. I'm taking out a business license, the whole nine. All of a sudden I got all these problems. I don't,
you know, that's what happens when you go in business,
yeah,
my friend.
And it's more, and as far
that's the way it works.
If I can address across the street with that other lot, is they have yard sales over there.
It's a difference between a yard sale and an open air market.
Okay. Well, I've asked the county several times. They classify me as a yard sale, retail, outdoor store, another kind of open market. They haven't made their mind. Each year it's different. When I get the investigator that comes down there every year, she gives me a problem. And I'm like, what do you want me to do? Make up your mind and tell me, what am I? And I'm going to go and do what I got to do. You tell me I'm a retail business, I went out and took a business license.
Well, we'll see if we can't take care of that for you.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Okay. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Anybody that knows about roads in Sussex County like to say anything, even off the record?
No, not off the record.
Even not as an official?
There are no off the record.
Yeah, not off
on
the record.
Record.
I'm sorry,
okay.
But not as an official of an agency.
Everything's on the record.
I can speak into that.
If you want to speak, you've got to come up front and give us your name.
My name is Susan Ash. And my only question, just listening to it, I'm not here for that or anything, is are the cars just parking on 24, or are they pulling in the lane, Eagle Lane, and coming into the property on the 15 parking spots, or is it basically they're parking on the street?
The spots don't exist yet, so it sounds like they're parking on the street.
So the gentleman with the lane, who's landlocked, unless he's using that lane, if there's 15 cars backed up or 5 cars and he's trying to get out of his lane, that's not the issue. It's whether they're parking on the street, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Great.
Anyone else like to... Sure, come on up, Mr. Cote. I since you were kind enough to volunteer to come up, I do. And also, let me say again that I'm delighted that DelDOT has good qualified people here this evening, and you have been pretty good about having somebody at every meeting, and we appreciate that very much. It's a very important resource to this commission and to the public. So, Matthew, tell me about parking on 24. That's not allowed.
So, thank you. I know I'm in the opposition portion, I want to make sure that I'm not here to oppose that.
No, the opposition has been closed. We were in the final questions.
Yes.
Thank you. So, I just want to say that that the plan,
Mr. Cote, I have to ask you to state your name for the record again.
Thank you. I'm Mark Cote with DelDOT, Assistant Director in Planning.
Great.
So, just reviewing the plan quickly through the PDF, we just want the applicant to continue with the plan that's being proposed that has a 24-foot wide entrance, a shoulder. The plan proposes no parking on shoulder signs. We encourage that, and so we just want to make sure that they proceed with this plan.
Who can require the no parking signs on the shoulder? Can we do that, or is that something you have to do, or can we ask you to do that? Or this once again speaks to the whole issue Mr. Stone was getting at, is a lot of times we don't really know what the limits of our
they have it proposed on this plan.
Yeah, we can require it on
the site. We can require it on the plan, even though at least to the on the site. I guess we can't require it if it's off site. We can't require them to go 500 feet either direction or anything, but correct. You could, I guess.
But yeah, we'll look at that, and we'll look at how many signs that they're proposing to put along their frontage to make sure people are not parking along 24.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Now, any other questions?
It has three on each side.
Yeah. Okay. All right, then, ladies and gentlemen, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.